what it is, you know, when you, after you're washing the dishes and you got it all set, then you hold it under the water, you know, and so you say, after she washes the dishes, and you say she.
Brushes.
Right, that's all I was getting at. Do you want to go on with this? Or?
A lot of people call that scalding.
Scalding. Yeah.
They run real hot water over and they put them up on this drain board.
Yeah. Yeah, scalding.
Do you want to go on with me asking you some of these questions, eh?
If you just want to, I'd like if you just talk about one thing, like, you know, about all the animals or something that y'all used to have on the farm, or, you know, just, I mean, if you just want to talk about something, then.
Well, I used to have horses, mules, hogs, cows, oxen. That's the way we used to get the timber to market.
How many did y'all have? 10 oxen to the team.
Oh. Have an 8-wheel wagon and roll the log up on the wagon like on, just like the trucks on there.
Yeah.
You hitch these oxen to it, pull the wagons.
Oh, yeah.
In haul 2-3 miles then.
Yeah.
That's a long haul, 3 mile over. A long haul at that time with oxen.
Yeah, I guess.
There was a lot of timber in this country at the time. Anywhere you went, you'd find all the timber you wanted.
Gosh.
And anything was fine to market for you.
Did y'all cut the timber down?
Cut the timber to logs, roll up on your wagon, haul it to the bank of the river, drop it off, and then roll it in the river and gunboat it, you call it. Load it up under that 2 pontoons like this, and the timber running across them.
Yeah.
They had a winch, they dropped Tom down on the load and winch him up and wire up these timbers.
What else?
Oh, that's the thing of the past. Now they're whole,
whole
long, get a mobile, 65, 70 miles. Don't think anything about it.
Yeah, they got those big trucks and everything. What did y'all have? See, you mentioned oxen. And one of the things they want to know on this questionnaire is if you have these animals out in the pasture and you want to call them, come back in, you know, how do you call them? Was there?
Just say, soo, soo, for your cows. And the horse you had, just whistle for them, they'd come in.
Oh, yeah? Just, what about oxen?
Well, you'd either go get them, they'd come in at feed time if they're still out in the woods and pasture.
Yeah.
They'd come up to the lot where you fed them every year.
Yeah, you didn't have any way to call them? They just got to go get them? Or?
Well, you could call them like you'd call a cow, so like I called them, but we never didn't bother about it. They'd always be there.
Yeah.
They put bells on for talking about a length of time, so whenever we got ready for them, we'd just get on our horses and hit a bell and know where he was and go drive him up.
Yeah. What about if you're milking a cow? You know, do you have milk cows?
I did. I haven't had one in a long time. I haven't had a milk cow in 20 years, I don't think.
How y'all do that? Did y'all, every evening?
You keep the calf shut up in the lot, the cow would come to back to the lot, to the calf.
Yeah.
Then you won't turn your cow and calf out together. If you do, you won't get any milk.
Yeah. And so she's up at the lot and you, what, you